Hello and welcome to the Soul Refuge Podcast. My name is W.F. White. I am a born-again Bible-believing Christian, and Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Be blessed. The Watchtower Society, that's your Jehovah's Witnesses, built a house for the prophets, but they never came. Let's dig into the Word of God. Today I'm going to talk to you, ladies and gentlemen, about a place known as Beth Sarim, okay? Let me put this up on the screen. This is from an article from Wikipedia. Very interesting. It goes as follows. Beth Sarim, in the Hebrew, House of the Princes, is a 10-bedroom mansion in San Diego, California, constructed in 1929 in anticipation of various resurrected Old Testament biblical patriarchs or prophets, such as Abraham, Moses, David, Isaiah, and Samuel. It was maintained by the Watchtower Society, the parent organization used by Jehovah's Witnesses, and was also used as a winter home and executive office for Watchtower President Joseph Franklin Rutherford. The house was sold to a private owner in 1948. Now, Mr. Rutherford, J.F. Rutherford, Joseph Franklin Rutherford, he was actually the second president. He became president in 1917. He succeeded the original president, Charles Taze Russell. Now, keep in mind that the Watchtower organization, this organization was actually formed in the 1800s, so relatively new when we're talking about biblical things. Would you not agree with me? So let me put a thing up there on the screen. There's Mr. Rutherford right there. That's the mansion that was built. That's Beth Sarim. You see him standing there right there on the stairs in front of the place. There's another picture from 1931. That's from a Watchtower publication called The Messenger. So that gives you another glimpse, another view of that house that they built for the prophets. Back to the screen. In 1918, Watchtower publications began predicting, under the direction of Rutherford, that Old Testament patriarchs or princes would be resurrected back to earthly life in 1925. It was taught that these princes would become Earth's new leaders and that their resurrection would be a prelude to the inauguration of a new earthly society and the abolition of death. It had previously been taught that these individuals were to be raised shortly after 1914. These princes would use Jerusalem as their capital, with some of the princes being located in other principal parts of the earth. Despite the failure of this prediction, Rutherford continued to preach their imminent return. Okay, so let me just stop there. We'll talk about this a little. So I want you to see something, ladies and gentlemen, about this organization. Keep in mind that the Watchtower Society, they are very active in evangelism to this very day. So I want you to see, folks, that this organization is still active, very active. You see them outside in major towns. They'll be handing out their Watchtower booklets or Awake magazine. Very well-dressed people. They'll be standing there. They'll be knocking on doors. I've seen them come. They usually have like a big SUV with maybe four, five, six people in there. And they'll park the car on the block and then it'll branch out. Some will go to the right. Some will go to the left. They do this all the time, almost every day. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, keep in mind that they preach a counterfeit Christ. They preach a counterfeit gospel. So this is why I'm bringing this forth to you today, folks. This organization made this house for the prophets or princes, however you want to put it, that they were going to return, that they were going to be resurrected again. Now, is that biblical? Can you show me where in the Bible it says that? You know, as I said in a previous video, their main headquarters used to be in downtown Brooklyn. And as you go over the Brooklyn Bridge, going from the Brooklyn and into Manhattan, you know, you'd see the Watchtower Society over on the left. They used to have a big sign. I think it says something like, "Read your Bible daily." Well, if they were reading their Bible daily, they would have never found anything remotely close to the building of a house for the return of the resurrected prophets. So, the article goes on to say, during this time, Rutherford spent winters in San Diego, California for health reasons, and in time, a direct contribution was made for the purpose of constructing a house in San Diego for Brother Rutherford's use. The property was acquired in October 1929 by Robert J. Martin, was given to Rutherford in December for the nominal fee of $10. Current equivalent, $149. Well, I forget, I'm not sure when this was, probably more now. So the house was built in that year. Rutherford named the property Beth Sarim and dedicated it for the use of the expected Old Testament princes who were now expected to be headquartered in San Diego instead of Jerusalem. The deed for Beth Sarim, written by Rutherford, said that the property was to be held perpetually in trust for the Old Testament princes and was to be surrendered to them once they arrived. It was located in the Kensington Heights section of San Diego over an area of about 100 acres, landscaped with olive, date, and palm trees so that the princes would feel at home. Writing in the book Salvation in 1939, Rutherford explained that Beth Sarim would forever be used by the resurrected princes. And goes on to say, you know, by the way, Rutherford died, and Mr. Rutherford died at Beth Sarim at that house on January 8th, 1942, at the age of 72. Now, after Rutherford's death, the Watchtower Society maintained Beth Sarim for a few years before selling the property in 1948. The belief that the princes would be resurrected before Armageddon was abandoned in 1950. In 1954, when asked at a trial in Scotland why the property was sold, Frederick William Franz, then vice president of the Watchtower Society, explained, "Because it was there, and the prophets had not yet come back to occupy it, to make use of it, and the society had no use for it at the time. It was in charge of a caretaker, and it was causing expense, and our understanding of the scriptures opened up more and more concerning the princes, which will include those prophets, and so the property was sold as serving no present purpose. The house is now privately owned and has been designated Historical Landmark Number 474 by the City of San Diego." So what happened here, ladies and gentlemen? We see that this prophecy that came forth from the Watchtower Society, Mr. Rutherford and others, that there'd be a resurrection of these patriarchs of the faith, people such as Abraham, Moses, David, Isaiah, and Samuel. Well, you see, folks, it never happened. Why? Because the scriptures never prophesied that it would happen, folks. This is all man-made tradition, man-made devices. It was all a lie. It never happened, folks, you see? So that's why it's so important to know what the Bible teaches concerning these things. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 18. Let's look at verses 20 to 22. "Listen, but the prophet which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other gods, even that prophet shall die. And if thou say in thine heart, how shall we know the word which the Lord hath not spoken? When a prophet speaketh in the name of the Lord, if the thing follow not, nor come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord hath not spoken. But the prophet hath spoken it presumptuously, thou shalt not be afraid of him." So, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we're living in a day, and this doesn't only happen with organizations such as the Watchtower Society, the Jehovah's Witnesses. It happens in churches throughout the world. You know, many in the USA, good old America, ladies and gentlemen, many people make all sorts of prophecies. What's amazing, folks, is it's amazing to me. You know, the prophecy is made, and it doesn't come to pass, as they said. But the beat goes on, you know, the show must go on. And the people will be right back in the pulpit. It's amazing to me. It just goes on and on. You have ministries on TV, million-dollar ministries, making false prophecies. They don't come to pass. You'll see them behind a microphone the next day. It's beyond belief. So this is where we are, folks, and this is why you need to know the Word of God for yourself. Isaiah chapter 8, verse 20. To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Stick to the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen. Dig into the Word of God for yourself. Pray before the Lord, even with an open book, and say, Lord, show me the truth. The Lord will do that. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. He will guide you into all truth. Let me end it here with 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 to 5. These words were written by the Apostle Paul, powerful man of God. Listen, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick or living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. That's what we need to be doing, ladies and gentlemen, digging into the Word of God. Study the Word. Preach the Word in season, out of season. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. It means they will not put up with it. So, you know, folks, we're living in a day, you know, there's a lot of mega ministries, mega churches. It's all about music. It's all about entertainment. It's all about plays, but very little preaching of the Word of God. People sitting by the tens of thousands, even hundreds of thousands, never genuinely born again of the Spirit. And the reason being, folks, they're sitting in a church many times where they don't preach the sound teaching. You must be born again, talking about Jesus Christ. You must be born again, he said. Marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. And basic teachings like this, folks, instead you see a lot of worldly entertainment, and it's almost swallowed the church up. So keep that in mind, folks. Remember what you heard today. The next time you see the Jehovah's Witnesses, keep these things in mind. Maybe you could even use it. And, you know, very often what they'll say is, you know, we learned, you know, over the years, we learned, oh, yeah, we grow. Well, that's true. And they'll say we all make mistakes. But there's a big difference, folks, between making a mistake and making a false prophecy. Big, big difference, folks. Be blessed in the Lord Jesus Christ.